Hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is where we take a fresh look at ourselves, the world around us, and we like to pray because we believe in the power of prayer. And this particular show is dedicated to just that. But this is an urgent prayer request show, meaning we need God right now. Now, this show is very active. It's very important to us. We ask that if you have urgent needs or requests or intentions, please express them to us now by calling in, emailing, texting us, whatever works, but we need to hear from you so that we can pray together by the end of this broadcast. Jerry, you know how I feel about this show. I think it's a very powerful prayer show, and it enables our listeners to join together and storm heaven.
Well, we know the phrase, prayer changes things, and so if you have something you really, really need God to act upon in your life or somebody else's life, or you just want to get an army of people praying with you from around the world, this is your opportunity at 833-288-EWTN. Again, slowly for you, 833-288-3986. Anything that is burdening your heart, maybe you're in deep sorrow about something right now, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you're just in desperate need of a job or a home to live in or something, or somebody that you know is, 833-288-3986.
Okay, the show team is in place. We have Michael Birchfield at the controls. He is our producer. We have Jeff Burson, who is our social media expert and manager. He is fabulous, and he is monitoring YouTube, Facebook, also the emails coming in, the texts coming in as well. You can text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. Get your prayer request in there. Ryan Penny is answering phones, and the way to hear his voice and to get on the show is by dialing 833-288-3986. Don't forget that our email is take2@ewtn.com. Many ways to reach us, but don't wait till the end of the broadcast. Jerry will be leading us in prayer today, and he will hold up every prayer intention that's been expressed and also the ones that weren't able to get on the air. But God knows what's in our hearts, and that's the important thing, Jerry. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, indeed, and you make a good point. I was going to say exactly that. If we get to the end of the program and you're on the line waiting and we don't get to you, or you maybe send a social media comment or an email that we aren't able to get to for the sake of time, please, we don't want you going away thinking, oh man, I didn't get that prayed for today. Yes, you are getting it prayed for. In fact, if you just think about your prayer intention right now, we will ask God to include those. God is all powerful. He can do all things. So this is the Take Two family coming together to pray for our special intentions and one another's needs as well. 833-288-3986. But Debbie, the way to always make sure you get a phone line, get a line and get on during the program is to call right now.
Absolutely. 833-288-3986. We want to invite our new listeners who are listening to Take Two. This is your opportunity to share what's on your heart and what you want to pray for. If you have these immediate needs, that we can jump in and pray together as the mystical body of Christ, please call in and share and we keep a book and we write everything down. We keep also a book of the living and the deceased as well. And so we're constantly praying for the Take Two family members there. But Jerry, this is the opportunity. And please, if you're not a Catholic, please call in if you would want us to pray for your needs and what you are asking God for. We would feel so honored. So don't sit this out just because, you know, you're not Catholic. You are a sister and brother in Christ. And we know that. And we're in this together. So please call in.
Yeah, I have a couple of things I would like to put out there if everyone would be so kind and pray. I have a very dear friend who's going through some health issues right now. He's 87 years old and still in very, very wonderful shape and very active and alert and all of that. But some things have been kind of nagging him a little bit with his health, so I'd appreciate prayers for that. And then, of course, this one is probably universal among all of us, and that is we're now seeing another shutdown in our country just about the time that we thought we were headed in a good direction in terms of things opening up and so forth. I know here in the state of California where I live, it's pretty much another shelter in place situation. So This is not going in a good direction. So I think we all need to be praying about the COVID situation and our freedoms and the things that we need to do, get out and about, and people's health and things like that. So I offer that as another prayer intention today as well.
A dear friend of ours, Jerry, that works in ministry, he had shared that because of the lack of massive reception of the Eucharist, we are not receiving the graces, the massive graces that come with when the faithful receive the Eucharist on a regular basis. And so with these lack of graces comes a lot of chaos. And so I would just want to add, this is an urgent prayer request that's on my heart. I just want to ask everybody to pray for those really troubled souls that absolutely hate God. And so they're choosing to attack the church. It's clearly a hatred for God, and it's so sad. And so if we can pray for those troubled souls, that's been burdening my heart, Jerry.
Well, it just came to me again. We've said it on this show before many times. Most of you know the saying from St. Padre Pio, it would be easier for the earth to carry on or to continue without the sun than without the Holy Mass. And dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to a large extent, we have again had the Holy Mass, the Eucharist, taken out of our lives. So what does that tell us about the direction that the world may go? Because as Debbie said, those graces aren't there. We know that God can provide the graces in any situation. We must be making spiritual communions every day, offering reparations to our Lord, who we know in the end wins the battle. Our Lady's Immaculate Heart will triumph. But tough times are certainly upon us and more are headed our way, I have a feeling.
Absolutely. And you can hear it in our hearts, you know, and we our hearts are heavy right now with a lot of things that are going on in our own personal lives and with the world. If that's happening with you right now, share that so we can join together. OK, lock arms together as the mystical body of Christ. Remember that there's power in that. And we want to pray together. So please call in. There's two open phone lines right now. Don't sit this out. 833-288-3986.
Okay, Mary has asked us to pray for her daughter-in-law who might be suffering a miscarriage at this moment, folks. Pray for Mary's daughter-in-law about this child that is in her womb. Please, dear Lord, let it be brought healthy to term, we pray. And your prayer intentions are coming up next here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie at 833-288-3986. Hi there, we're with you every weekday at this time, noon Eastern time on EWTN Radio with a replay at midnight Eastern. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we have our show team in place. Michael, Jeff, and Ryan is on the phones. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program. Without your doing so, we would have no business being here. We wouldn't even have to be here every day. So thank you for carrying the show. And another offering that you want to catch on EWTN is the EWTN Religious Catalog. Monday morning, 9:30 Eastern on EWTN TV. Wednesday night at 5 Eastern on EWTN TV. Friday morning at 10:30 Eastern and Saturday afternoon at 1 Eastern, all on EWTN Television. You can celebrate your faith as EWTN Religious Catalog show presents a unique array of religious items from books and paintings to rosaries and statues and everything in between. Every purchase, of course, made from EWTN Religious Catalog directly supports the important work and mission of EWTN. So tune into those and make your religious goods purchases there.
Okay, today's show is God, I Need You Now. This is our prayer show, urgent prayer requests and intentions. So please, when a line becomes open, dial quickly at 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to move first to Yolanda, who's in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network, a first-time caller. Thank you, Yolanda. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting my call. Yes, ma'am. And I am indeed in need of help to pray for my very dear friend, Rose. About a month ago, she had called me that she was having like a bad spirit, a demon that was appearing to her. She was hearing voices. She was being touched. And So we said we got to pray, Rose. We got to pray. So we got on the phone and we pray all weekend. That Monday morning, I was like exhausted, but we won because with the help of our dear Lord, you know, He helped me save her, you know. But yesterday, and she's been doing real good and praying, and I've sent her scriptures all the time and prayers, and she's been doing real good. But yesterday, she text me and she said, Yolanda, I'm getting sick again. You know, I feel like I'm being touched again. I said, no, hurry. We need to pray again. Pray, you know. And I said, get your guardian angel out and tell him to fight that bad guardian angel. I said, they're not going to win, you know. And that's why I'm calling, because I need help with her, you know. You know, she's a very special friend, and I just don't want her getting won over with this bad thing that she has going.
Right. Well, Yolanda, a couple thoughts for me, and then Debbie might have some as well. First of all, you did a lot of right things, a lot of good things. You went to prayer right away. You invoked the help of your guardian angels. You mentioned, you know, mentioned that this was achieved with the help and the power of the Lord. Sometimes, and it's rare, these situations are rare, but sometimes a priest might want to be consulted and explain everything to a priest and have him do, he could pray some official prayers of the church over Rose. It's probably not in need of exorcism or anything like that, but still we can be hassled by demons and evil spirits, and sometimes it takes the authority of the church as vested in a priest to get these guys to scram, you know what I mean? So you guys are doing all the right things, but Debbie, you've got, you know, a lot of work in the parish level too, Debbie. What do you think?
I completely agree. Yolanda, is your friend Rose a Catholic?
No, she's Baptist.
Okay. See, okay.
She's
so
Baptist.
All right. What I would do, Yolanda, is I would call your parish priest and explain the situation, what's happening. There really needs to be, I definitely would. If she would be open, I don't know how that would work. I had a feeling she may not be Catholic. I would definitely call your parish priest and explain the situation, because it I agree with Jerry. This could be, you're doing all the right things. Don't get me wrong. You're doing, but maybe you might need some, you know, further assistance or a deeper, you know, what Jerry, deliverance prayers or something of that nature to,
right,
to lift this.
And have Rose start some fasting too.
Right.
Yes. So any prayer that I can get, and I want to join this chain, you know, and more help, but yes, I will get in touch with the church, you know, and see if they can make a special visit,
right,
you know, to
right,
her home and, you know, keep the prayer going. Yes.
Absolutely. And I would also, for you, Yolanda, I would definitely be, Jerry just typed this over and I'm glad he did, the St. Michael prayer for sure. But I would contact your parish and just let them know what is transpiring, because it, you know, you just want to make sure you have a lot of spiritual protection around you, especially when you're entering into that realm. Okay.
Yes. Okay. You know, even it was so weird, because when I went to her house to take her all my books, you know, to read, I took her to St. Michael and everything. You know, I had like a chest pain, you know, and I was like, this is not real, you know.
Well,
and,
that's,
you know, and I, you know.
That's what I mean. You know? That's what I mean, Yolanda. You need to talk to your priest, and then and maybe, you know, they could let you speak to whoever is in the diocese, archdiocese of who does, you know, exorcisms and stuff, so you can have a better understanding of that realm. I just want to make sure that you're both spiritually protected. So we're praying for you, praying for Rose, and praying that you make that connection with the parish, Yolanda.
Yeah, keep us posted if you would be so kind. It's our whom or what are you, not our whom or what are you praying for show. It's our urgent God, I need you now prayer show on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And Maria is next in the beautiful city of Miami, Florida. First time caller listening to Take Two on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Maria. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be in. First time I get in, but I hear you all the time.
Oh, bless
so
your
now
heart.
I need special prayers. Special prayers for intercession for my daughter who's trying to fight pill addiction. And this is not easy. So please ask a lot of people in your army of prayers there to pray for not only her, a lot of people that are trying to break addiction of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And for the eternal rest of my unholy diet. Sunday afternoon.
Aww.
And that's all. And God bless you, Jerry and Debbie. I listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you,
Maria.
Thank you. We will definitely pray for those exact intentions and for your daughter to break this addiction, to break this hold that it has on her. We will definitely pray. We have prayer warriors right now that are literally holding on to their rosaries, and they will start praying. They know God knows who Maria's daughter is, so we know those prayers are going right to her aid, and so we'll take comfort in that. Keep us posted, Maria. We'll be praying nonstop until you tell us everything is good. Okay.
Okie dokie. Thank you so much.
Oh, and Maria, before you go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Maria, for your call. We appreciate that. I was just going to add, I know I won't pronounce his name right because he was Chinese. His name was Saint Mark T. Jinjiang, I think is a close pronunciation of his name. And Debbie, you know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Mm-hmm. He had an addiction to opioids, and he lived in China right around the time of the Boxer Rebellion, and there were a lot of people put to death for their faith, and he could not kick the opioid habit, but he went to Mass every day, and I believe he would sit in the back of the church, and he would not go forward to receive communion because of his addiction, and that was his choice, and he ended up being put to death along with a number of other people, many of his own family members. And he chose to be the last one martyred. He says, I don't want anyone else to die alone. And so this is a great lesson for us. And now that he is in eternal glory, and he has heard the words, well done, good and faithful servant, and has such great favor with the Lord and Savior of the world, any prayers of intercession to him on behalf of someone with any addiction, Debbie, I believe has to be so very powerful. Just think of the name Saint Mark, the Chinese saint, and pray to him as we are going to do for your daughter, Maria.
Okay, thank you. I will Google it.
Good, yes, right.
Thank okay. you, Maria. Thank you. We are actually getting text messages from our Take Two family that are showing that they have their rosaries in hand and they are praying right now. So this is real, in real time, folks. It's happening. Okay, Rita in Austin, Texas, Sirius XM 130. That's the way you're listening. Also a first-time caller. Hi, Rita. Welcome.
Thank you. I was calling to ask for prayers for several people. First is my sister-in-law's brother, Rolando Zapata, who is in the hospital due to coronavirus, and he's on and off a ventilator. And his wife is sick also with COVID, but he has more complications because of other health issues he has. And I also wanted to pray for my friend Robert Watson, and his son, 21-year-old son, passed away last week, and I want to pray for him and his family. And another friend, Sandra Larmew, who has had several surgeries to put stents in her heart, I want to pray for her healing. And my 91-year-old mother, Martha Gonzalez, whose health is declining slowly, and I'm on my way to go see her in El Paso to care for her for a week. And just for my daughter and son and my son to be on the right path in his life and make good choices. And my little dog, my Shih Tzu's, had health problems and might have cancer, so I'm still praying for a healing for her. And those are my prayer intentions.
Wow. Rita, those are very, very serious, very heavy prayer intentions, and I cracked just a little bit of a smile, not because I think they're not serious, but I'm thinking of you, Rita. I'm thinking of what a blessed soul you are, and would that we all had a Rita in our lives, Debbie, who could take us to the world and ask the world to pray for us. It just makes me feel so warm, Rita, that you were able to do this. And we have all of these written down, those with COVID, your uncle's son who passed away, Sandra, everything. Your mother, Martha, at 91. Mm-hmm. You are a great, great friend and relative to lift all of them up in prayer like this.
I was thinking the exact same thing, Jerry. Rita, your heart is so big. And you didn't even mention yourself. But I have to tell you, I put you in as well. And so I just think, you know, thank you for just being such a generous heart that you care about other people that are in your life and you want the best for them. And we pray abundant blessings on all of you and great healing for your whole entire friends and family. Okay.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you too, Rita. We appreciate the call and the honor of being able to pray with you, as I'm sure the entire Take Two with Jerry and Debbie family feels that honor as well. And we do have stacked phone lines here. Our God, I Need You Now prayer show is 833-288-3986. Our good friend Jerry emails. She says, Dear Jerry, Debbie and Jerry, praise God, I had a successful left eye cataract surgery that you were all praying for, and now I need prayers for a complicated right eye surgery coming. God bless you both and your beautiful ministry, and I'm praying for you both and all of the Take Two family requests today. See, there you go.
Wow.
Everyone's praying for everyone else.
I love the Take Two family. Mm-hmm. We are like, it's like the greatest family. I love it. Okay, we've gotten more text messages coming in and emails, and so keep them coming. We're going to try to go as fast as we can. So Jack is up next in Walpole, I hope I said it right, Massachusetts. Station of the Cross is the way you're listening, Jack. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you much. Jerry and Debbie, you are a true gift, and I hope you realize that.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
It's unbelievable. I sent you a nice email a while ago telling you, praising the heck out of you, because you deserve that. You have to give yourself a suggestion that you're doing it. And I offer the suggestion that Ryan could be a stand-in for you at some point in time, because he's great, too. But my suggestion is this. We are being attacked all the time, and if you realize God is with you, the attacks are worth nothing. And that's where the problem is. God is with every single one of us, and you don't have to do anything to have him there. He's there. We're all his children of God, and there's so much division, it's a disgrace. God is with everyone, however you perceive that. I know Jesus Christ was sent to bring that message across, but God would not deny any. Jesus Christ didn't deny anyone. We've all been blindsided by the world and all its trappings, which are of nothing, no value. So that's the message I want to say. We all have to be open to who we that woman is in my life. All the people are praying for me. Everything is being done for me. The whole world was done for me and everyone else. But it's no one teaches that. You have to do this to get it. Have to do this to get it. The world has co-opted all of us.
Well, you're right, Jack, and my mind often goes to Scripture when someone with a great take like yours calls in very wise words you were sharing, and I am drawn to Romans chapter 8, starting about verse 31, and St. Paul writes, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Verse 32, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?" And then it says, "Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies." Jack, that I think that verse goes very, very well with what you're saying. And if we keep that in mind, Debbie, that God is with us at all times, the Bible says, 365 times, be not afraid, and we don't have to be.
Absolutely, to stand firm and not to waver. Because remember, you know, the lukewarmness, Jesus will spit us out. We've got to stay firm. Jack, thank you so much. Thank you for your kind words. Thank you for keeping us going, and we appreciate the call today. God bless you. Call anytime to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is our urgent prayer request show. We want to hear from you. Call in quickly. Oh, This is our urgent prayer request show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any immediate needs that you would like us to pray for, we are happily receiving them today at 833-288-3986. And real quickly, before we go back to the phones, thank you again, Jack from Massachusetts. We appreciate your call and your kind words today. Yesterday on our show, Alex had called in. I believe he was the first caller, Alex, and he was sharing about just the feelings of, you know, it just was troubling him, and the regrets about his girlfriend at the time, who had an abortion many years ago. And after the show, I didn't see this because I wasn't monitoring our Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, but Diane weighed in and she wanted a message to be sent to Alex. So Alex in Boston, if you're listening, Diane said, please let your caller Alex know that the Archdiocese of Boston has a Project Rachel ministry that he can contact. And it's Project Rachel Boston.com. And that was so kind of Diane to share that with Alex. See, Alex, another confirmation that is the right move, to contact Project Rachel and lift that burden that you've been carrying for so many years.
Nice. Nice. Well, on Facebook, you can post your comments on the video stream or underneath or to the side of the video stream. I'm not sure how it works, but that's on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page and YouTube channel. And Nora on Facebook says, please pray for me. I have been irritated, very irritated, with this close down. I was happy that church was open, and now they're closed them again. However, other things are allowed to stay open. So this morning, I've been praying every time I think about this. Also, pray for those people who are depressed. I know a few people who are going through this. So, Nora, we are definitely going to pray for all of those. And Angie adds, too, from Facebook, please pray for the end of coronavirus. We certainly are doing that.
And not only that, we have received a lot of comments from clergy around the country that with some of the churches that are open with reduced capacity, they are saying that the churches are not being filled to the adjusted capacity. So that's unfortunate. That means people aren't coming back right away. So what does that mean for us as a church, right, Jerry? I mean, we really have to be praying that folks are open to and coming back and getting into that same discipline again.
Yeah, well, there's two or three parishes near where I live, and so I went to one that I hadn't been to for a while on Sunday, and I got asked the question, did you sign up? Are you on the list? I said, I didn't know I had to be. And the lady, it was a blessing for me, but it kind of saddened me as well. She goes, oh, don't worry, we got lots of room today. Well, they were taking up to 100 people. And at another parish that had been open for 3 or 4 weeks, I went to Mass there, did get there in time, did all the right things. And I asked the Knight of Columbus, who was seating me on the way into Mass, I said, by the way, have you had to turn anybody away? He said, no. He said, the attendance has gotten fewer and fewer every week. We're talking about that we can't get 100 people into Mass right now. Mm. Okay, I know a lot of people are going to stay away because you're still maybe sick, or you're afraid you're going to get sick or what have you. But let's face it, the majority of us should have our bodies back there in Mass. We need to worship God. It's part of human nature to be worshiping something, and that something is a person for us. It's a triune person, the Trinity, and we do that most perfectly at the Holy Mass. So, and now our churches are going to be shut down again. So, one more reason for people not to go to Mass, I guess.
Right. And you know what, if you're an older person and you feel nervous about it, that's totally understandable.
Definitely.
Everybody can understand that. But that means that the younger, healthy young people need to show up at Mass, right, Jerry? And carry that torch.
Yeah, there's masks, there's social distancing, there are rules for receiving communion. It's no different than going out to an essential grocery store or an essential, Costco or Walmart or what have you. I agree with you 100%, Debbie, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm telling everybody you should go back to Mass. I prefaced what I said by saying there are a lot of people who still have every reason and every right not to go.
Right.
But there are many, able-bodied, healthy, younger people who just simply have found it convenient to stay home from going to Mass. And maybe for a while they were watching it on TV, and now that's become an inconvenience. And so now it's just first thing in the morning on Sunday, grab the golf clubs or something. I don't know. I'm frustrated by that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're hearing it from around the country. And I know some churches are doing really well. And God bless you. That is awesome. Keep it up. But it's happening now around the country. It's really unfortunate. So we just report what we're hearing. So, Jerry, where are we going next? Who's our next listener?
I believe Erica is next in Rio Grande, Texas, listening on KSGS 99.9 and a first-time caller. Hi, Erica. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you for letting me come on. Hello, can you hear me?
You're welcome. Yeah, you're absolutely welcome for joining
Hello,
us.
Hello, can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me come on the station. We're actually down here in the Rio Grande Valley, South Texas, and I just wanted to say a prayer for my daughter. She is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. She's an ICU nurse. She's been doing this. She just graduated from the University of Texas a year ago and decided she wanted to be a nurse. And I want to pray for her because she's been going through this COVID-19 pandemic since March and seeing firsthand, you know, and she's only 23 and I hear it in her voice, and I'm worried because she's getting overwhelmed and constant. She's so young, and then the constant death and death that she's enduring with this. And I know being a nurse, well, you know, it comes with the territory, but I pray for her to give her the strength and protect her. She's been saving lives, but I feel like it's so much for her, and I just,
right,
want God to watch over her. She's out there so far away from me.
Right. Well, Erica, are you able to give us her first name? If you're not comfortable, that's okay. But
her first name is Lindsay.
Lindsay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So does she practice her faith? Lindsay does?
She does. Okay. She does participate for faith. All three of my children, I said I was going to send her a rosary and hat so she could wear under her scrub. And I pray for her, and I tell her the only thing that's going to get us through this is prayer.
Yeah.
Because I know the other night she was having an anxiety moment. I thought this was going to be over, and I didn't, you know, it's just every day now. And
right. Okay. But Erica, so she's going through, you know, in addition to the work that she's doing as an ICU nurse, it can be traumatizing. So that's overwhelming for her. And I completely agree. If you send her the rosary, please have it blessed first. Let her know it's blessed already. And have her, you know, have that sacramental in her locker or wherever she can put it, or if she can wear it on her, that would be great. But I don't know if she can, being a nurse or whatever, but make sure that's with her. But also too, Erica, if you could pray with her Psalm 91. Pick up the phone with her. If you talk to her daily or a couple of times a week, pray Psalm 91 with her and let her know that is a very powerful psalm right now in the situation that she's in. Okay, because she's on the front lines. Okay, and that Psalm 91 will offer her that confidence and protection, and it will build that faith, and it will also instill the complete understanding of that she has her guardian angel right with her, helping her minister and serve and do her work and her vocation. Okay, it's a very powerful psalm. People those that pray it all the time understand it. Those that don't realize that they're missing out on a tremendous help during this time. So Psalm 91, okay?
Okay, and I thank you so much because I myself am in the health department, but I do visits, and most of my clients have this COVID-19, and I'm trying to be very careful, and I'm trying to. And my husband's out working as well as where is my son, and so we've never been able to sit down or quarantine. I still try to go to church now that it's open often with the younger one, the one I have at home right now, and to tell her to come out here. We need to pray because we need to be thankful. First of all, I'm very, very thankful that, thank God, none of us have gotten sick. You know, we've been able to still, you know, maintain, you know, us going to work and you know. So I'm so thankful for that, and that's why I have to give thanks to God every day and go to church, because I know He wants us to stay strong in His faith, because, you know, this is the only reason why we're around, is because of Him.
Yeah.
I need to get stronger in my faith, but I just really wanted to, you know, I'm actually going to go visit, and I heard the radio, and I heard the prayers, and that's when I decided, you know, I need a call, and I need, you know, I need that, because I try to block it out, and but I do need, you know, prayers for my daughter and for herself.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Erica, Debbie mentioned Psalm 91, which is an amazing psalm for any difficulty that anyone might be going through. And I would also like to add to that Psalm 46, where it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. I think you were alluding to that before, that God is always right there. We need only to turn to Him, and He has the strength that we need. He has the solutions that we need. He has the healing that we need, the calm, the peace, the surrender that we need. So add to Psalm 91, Psalm 46, and be sure that you spend plenty of time, you know, getting to know those psalms and all of the Bible, really. The Bible is so consoling in every situation and struggle that we're going through. So thank you, Erica. We appreciate your call, and now you have a worldwide prayer team praying for your daughter and for you and for all of your intentions. Thanks for calling us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Jerry, are you getting to the YouTube comments that are coming in rather quickly?
Did you wanna... Yeah, I can, sure.
Why don't you run down those, and I'll where you leave off, I'll pick up.
Okay. If you're watching the video stream on YouTube, hi there. You can do what Charity did. Charity said, please pray for me. I am Catholic. However, I do not want to pray in public. I'm afraid of persecution. Tony, prayer for my friend Susie. It's cancer-related. And for Father Frank and Deacon Carl of my church, both with cancer. Also, my home decision, and for the safe birth of my new puppy dog to be. And Amy says, please pray for Danny and for my mom. They need urgent prayers. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayers.
Della Rosa says, prayers for my boyfriend and prayers for my boyfriend and I, as we are the new team to head all of the religious ed for our church. It's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time, but we know God put us put that on our hearts. Okay, beautiful. And I'm sorry about that. It got disconnected a little bit, and then it just came back. My screen is playing tricks on me today. Della Rosa, we will definitely pray for you and your boyfriend as you head up the religious ed for your church. That is awesome. Anna Marie, please pray that on this 100-degree week in Texas that we don't lose power or AC. Yesterday it went off 4 times, and scary, and that they're scared for finish reading that, Jerry. It just went off the screen again. It sounds something about her husband.
Yeah, it just gets scary when the power goes out and it's that hot. You can understand that. And that her husband and she stay safe outside today.
Definitely pray to your guardian angels to help you with that. Really, everybody should do that. Anne says, please pray for my health and the anxiety at the times of fear that it comes with it. Oh, yeah. Please know that there's a lot of people struggling with fears and anxiety and panic attacks and all sorts of things. As Padre Pio said, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and hears your prayers. And so we have to keep reminding ourselves of that. And Jesus, we trust in you. You know, that helps us overcome that those anxious feelings. Okay.
Okay, one other from YouTube. Marie Claire, please pray for my health. I have to do a follow-up echo in 2 months' time. Please intercede for me to Mother Mary, to Jesus, to give a clear and good result by His power. I trust in you, Lord, is how she closes that. So,
and did you see Linda and Anne? If you scroll down?
I did not, no.
Okay, if you scroll down a little lower. Okay, I just want to make sure we get those two. They're coming in pretty quick. And I apologize, folks, I'm having technical issues today. But, you know, that goes with sometimes when we do these prayer shows.
That's live radio.
It is. Well, and it's, you know, the dark one doesn't like us to do this. Doesn't like us to come together in prayer. So all the more reason why we do have to join together in prayer. Okay, Susan in Jupiter, Florida. First-time caller. Thank you for waiting and welcome. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm calling today. I've been praying for a long, long time for my son. He is a writer / actor / singer, and he's been working for 8 years. And up until COVID-19, he was on the track to sell his screenplay, which was like would have been the biggest, deal that he has had. And he has been struggling. And then with the COVID, he kind of got set back. He's also unemployed right now. So I'm kind of praying that this screenplay gets bought, and just to get him on track. And like I explained, not for fame, but just for his career. He hasn't really zoned in on it completely. And I thought for 8 years being out of school that this would be a big break for him. So I've been praying the rosary for so long. And I just wanted to see if it would be more helpful to pray in this, this frame.
Mm-hmm. I have a thought, Debbie, unless you want to go first.
Well, I would love to, if Susan feels comfortable to giving us his first name, that would be great. If not, God knows who Susan's son is. So.
Right. No, his name is John.
John. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Jerry. What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing because, Susan, I was going to say John Paul II, St. John Paul II, mm-hmm. was a lover of the arts, a lover of acting. I think he wrote plays and screenplays and things like that. So I was going to make a suggestion that your son John, now I know his name, pray to Pope St. John Paul II. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I heard the Psalms earlier. I'm going to use those as well. But I've read St. John Paul II, so I didn't realize all that. So I'll definitely tell him. He's just, he's a really good boy. He believes 100%, and he's just hoping and praying that this screenplay gets bought. So that's a great, great advice. I thank you so much. And I don't want to forget my daughter, because I never had you online before. She's a teacher and she's having a hard time getting back to school. So I just wanted to pray for her as she teaches the kids, and a little bit of the distance learning, and then also focus in on when she is back at school. So
and her first name, real quick, it's Susan, her first name,
Christy.
And I put you as well in, Susan, in the book. So everybody's praying for your whole family. And I totally agree with Jerry. I was thinking the same thing. And with his name being John, look how the Holy Spirit is working. I mean, this is amazing.
Yes.
But it's so God.
Yes.
But Susan, the other thing I just want to say, if John is a believer, you said he's very faithful. Okay. If he uses his gifts for the glory of God, if he just starts praying that, God, I'm using my gifts for your glory, I'm going to make you shine somehow, okay? If in God's will, God will move mountains for that. So it'll happen. And so you'll see.
That
and
if great advice.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because Jerry, we did a show on that, using the gifts and on talents for God, right? We did
mm-hmm.
a show.
Yeah.
That was a very popular show.
Mm-hmm. All right, Susan, thank you.
I'll definitely tell him that. He'll be so happy. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you, Susan. Thanks for the call. Please pray for us as well. Real quickly, before we go back to the calls, I just want to mention that EWTN has Mother Angelica Live Classics. That is Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN television and radio. And Mother Angelica Live Classics foundress Mother Angelica shares her timeless wit and wisdom. Mother Angelica Live Classics Tuesday at 7 p.m. on most of these same EWTN radio stations.
Okay, Linda on YouTube says, please pray for a family friend, Teresa, that has been in the hospital with blood clots. They took her off the ventilator, and so it's not looking good. So please pray that she will pull through. Ann says, healing in our bodies. She needs healing in our bodies for her husband and herself. They also need to end the financial difficulties, and for her sister Nancy and her family to want to convert to our Catholic Church. We will pray, Anne and Linda. Be assured of that. Okay.
We've had a lot of calls to get to here yet, so we will move right along. Amber is listening to us in New Mexico, watching actually on Facebook, and a first-time caller to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Amber, welcome to you. You're part of the Take Two family.
Hi.
Hi there. What can we pray for?
I recently found out about scrupulosity, and I think that I've probably been dealing with that, and so I just want prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's the thing, Amber. You know that if you just recently heard about it, a lot of saints struggled with scrupulosity. Okay, the fear of sinning, and it's a form of OCD. I would encourage you to please. We're going to pray absolutely, and I've got a special person that has managed scrupulosity for many years. She's a very strong in her faith, and she's a prayer warrior. And I'm going to ask her to pray for you, Amber. I'll talk to her right after the show. But I encourage you to go to Scrupulous Anonymous. It's a great resource for those that need to manage scrupulosity. There's hope out there, Amber. Take comfort in that, okay? And you're not alone, okay? I have come from a whole family who borderline scrupulous, so I totally understand that, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will definitely be praying for you, Amber, and that is something that you can definitely move beyond in your life. It need not control you. So just don't feel trapped or chained down by it. Ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, lift me out of this. Lord, lead me to a place of peace in my life with regard to this sort of issue in my life. And the Holy Spirit will do that for you. We can guarantee that. Joanne is in Buffalo listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Jerry. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Debbie. I've got a cousin. I found out this morning. I was talking to a very good friend and found out that he had a massive heart attack. They had to bring him into surgery. Everything was shutting down. I don't think, it doesn't look good. I've also got a brother-in-law who's so panicked about this. He's got a very bad heart. But neither of these they both need to be reconciled with the church. My biggest prayer is that they come back. Somehow we can get a priest to either both of them. And also I'd like to pray for the church because I fear that all this persecution and these hate crimes going on against the church. I don't know if it's from, like Jerry said, frustration with the church or just anxiety or hate for our Lord and the church. And I just want to pray for that.
Absolutely, Joanne.
And
we've
lost three priests already in our diocese just in the last couple months, you know, different reasons. They just moved on. And, you know, I'm afraid we're not going to have any priests left, you know.
Right. Well, we are taking on all these prayers. And as for your cousin and your brother-in-law, okay, this is the perfect opportunity, Joanne, to pray to our guardian angels, to go to their guardian angels, who are still very active in their life as much as they will allow them to be, right? And we ask that these things can actually happen, those opportunities can happen, that a priest could absolutely come visit them, and things can be reconciled. It can happen, because remember, up until we take that very last breath, so many things can happen. And with our prayers, we can move that. We can help to move that. So we will be praying, Joanne. You can be assured of that.
Okay, Joanne, thanks for calling. And all of the others, Richard and Ruth and Sonora and Victor and Margaret and those who are sending emails and social media comments, we are gathering up all of your prayers, spoken, unspoken, those in your hearts, those in your minds, and we're going to say a prayer right now to our Heavenly Father for all of the entire Take-Two family, the EWTN family, and for the world right now, which is in so much need. So let's go before the throne of our powerful, almighty Heavenly Father who can do all things in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, we are so blessed to be able to bring you this program. Prayer shows twice a month. One is whom or what are you praying for? This one, urgent prayer requests. And we do so as your humble children, Father. We come before you knowing that as our daddy, our all-powerful Father and Creator, you can and indeed will do all things we ask according to your holy will. So please give that holy confidence to everyone who has mouthed a prayer intention here or sent it in via email or text or social media comment. Give us that trustful surrender and that childlike confidence that you, our daddy, will take care of these things for us in your holy and good time. And we ask you to bless all of our listeners and the show team and the affiliates who carry the program, because they all make it possible for us to be able to do this kind of ministry over the radio airwaves. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Continue to pray. Yes, continue to pray all day. And also, please join us. July 1st, we started 6 months of intense prayer and fasting for our country, for the healing of everyone and our country. And it's very, very important that we do this with the fasting. So please take it on, whatever you can do to make those sacrifices, you know, in reparation for the sins against the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We can do this together as the mystical body of Christ. Tomorrow, Jerry, we're going to be talking about toxic people in your life and how that doesn't really help you be the best version of yourself.
That's right. We all have them in our lives, people who don't necessarily make us the best version of ourselves. And so we have to navigate sensitively sometimes those relationships. So that's what we'll talk about on tomorrow's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Until then, have a beautiful, beautiful and blessed day.
Pray
we'll see
us.
You real soon. We'll pray for you.